Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your Trump Trade Islam International. And yes, we continue with the Revitav Car program tonight. The final program, inshallah, before the month of Ramadan. We will continue, Allah willing, after the month of Ramadan. So yes, dear listeners, any motoring problems, any motoring advices you have, any advices you need. And also if you want some retail values, trade values, you want some help regarding purchasing a car, etc., give us a call on the number. The number to call is 011-854-1548. SMS numbers are 082580-8270 and 48855. We're waiting for the calls as well as the SMSs. In the studios with me is Brother Adil Mia. We'd like to welcome Brother Adil on the program. Adil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Adil.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana, and to all our listeners. MashaAllah, good to be back again. Alhamdulillah, everybody getting ready for the month of Ramadan. Allah make it easy for us. Take us through it safely, inshallah, with all acceptance, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakallah. Lovely seeing you again, Adil. Adil has been overseas, and alhamdulillah, he's been back. All right, on my right inside, we have Mark from Hyundai Indonesia. We'd like to welcome him as well on the program. Mark, hi, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening.
How's it going outside, Mark?
Very well, we're all going strong.
Very strong, yes. You look very relaxed. Made a lot of money today, Mark?
No, big day tomorrow, preparing. Big day for Indonesia tomorrow and all other outstanding areas. We've got the big service clinic happening at Hyundai Indonesia. Food, bras, come visit us. Deals, special deals. We've got four Grand R10s at $157,000 for the first four customers.
All right. Mark, let's take it step by step, sir. Let's first talk about what are you giving away tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we're having a service clinic.
All right.
Service clinic entails where Hyundai South Africa and their technical team will come. Mm. And you're welcome to put your Hyundai through the full diagnostic technical team. And we will have bras, cold drinks, waters, and deals on cars. On any cars, we can do a deal for you tomorrow.
How's it?
And I've also got four Grand R10 1.25 versions. Normal price $174, cost is $162, and I'm doing them at $157, including license and reg and smash and grab.
So basically, the guy's saving about 8,000 rands, 8 to 10,000 rands.
More, but 14,000, 15,000 if you include the smash and grab and the license and reg.
And you only have four of you?
I've only got four.
Okay.
But maybe I can find another one somewhere, who knows, but four for now.
All right, the first four customers to come.
First four customers to come.
Lovely. What about the other brands? You said you're going to give it, you're going to do diagnostics.
Yeah, we can do diagnostics, but we can't do GDS diagnostics. We can only do GDS diagnostic on Hyundai brand, because obviously our computers and our machines are only programmed for Hyundai vehicles.
Okay. So it's happening tomorrow, free advanced safety checks, done tomorrow by the technical crew of Hyundai. And it's happening between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock tomorrow. Am I right, Mark?
Yes, well, we'll start at, the dealership opens at 8, so we'll be there from 8 till about 2, 3.
Mm. The meet should be ready at around 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, don't just come for the meet. Come to visit.
All right.
The dealership's done.
Okay.
We're fully open. We've done the revamp. It's all over. There's nothing more, no more painting, no more flags or signage to put up. It's all done now, so you're welcome to come.
Lovely, thanks for that. Looks nice as well. All right, dear listeners, any questions you have, give us a call on the number 011-854-1548 and 0825-8870 and 48855 is the SMS's number. I think I came across a story with regards to aluminium usage in South Africa. What they mention is that to keep pace with emerging global trends, South Africa's car industry would be required to incorporate more and more aluminium in the domestically built vehicles. Tell us more, and how strong is aluminium?
See, myself, aluminium has been going around for a couple of decades now, mostly used on exotic cars. You know, whenever you see a exotic car, like, you know, the high-end brand cars like Ferraris and Lamborghinis and McLarens, they normally also only used to use aluminium in the higher-end exotic cars, like the higher-end Mercedes products, BMW products. But now, like you said, the trend is going to go that way, because basically aluminium is easier to assemble and easier to maintain as far as rusting is concerned. You don't rust easy. Easier to paint. Easier to repair also, because you can just pop it off and pop the new aluminium on. So in that way, there, yes, in the next couple of years, most of South African manufacturing motor vehicles, cars that are manufactured here, will be going the aluminium route, and it will be
be a bit more affordable to all the end users for the products on their cars. And maybe a certain section of motor cars will be made out of aluminium and the rest out of the normal steel, like bonnets and fenders and things like it. So like they say, Monsab, yeah, it will be a growing trend, and most of the cars in the future also will be made from aluminium.
All right, Jazakallah. Yes, a positive future awaits aluminium in the motor industry in the next few years. There is a global demand, we believe, from vehicle manufacturers, and it's expected to double, I think, in the next 5 to 10 years. We're waiting for the calls and the SMSs as well. 854-1548. Mark, question for you with regards to a 2005 Sonata 2.7. The guy says his timing belt shattered this afternoon. And is it a possibility that his valves have seized or bent? And what's the price of just a timing belt?
I'm not too sure. I'll have to check on the parts department, Mohammed. But timing belt's probably thumbstuck at about 2.5, 3.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, if you broke the timing belt and it's only the timing belt to be changed, you're looking around there somewhere. But if there's rollers involved, water pumps are involved, things like that, and if you bend the valve, even if you bend the valve, it will be much, much more higher.
All right, and if it is a valve, it's going to cost at least about 15 grand, isn't it?
You can go as high as you want.
Okay. All right, lovely. Mark Satim with a copy of the Quran. Lovely, Mark.
Yeah, I was just given it as I walked in here. It was a gift from someone here at the station. He asked if I would mind if he gave it to me.
Okay.
And I said, yes, it's an English copy. And he said to me, well, you'll give me a copy, and if I want to read it, I must read it. And
lovely.
I thought about it. It's English. It's in English. So let me give it a chance, you know.
I thought it's your car book looking for trade. And
no, I actually left it on my desk when I ran out of the office. I left the trade.
Well, I'm just telling Mark now, after tomorrow's big day at the Hyundai, after he meets all our brothers and sisters, his name will be Mohammed.
All right, Jazakallah. Number to call, 854-1548. We have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jee, my brother.
Ibrahim speaking from Springer Beach here.
Jee, Ibrahim.
Mark 2006, C200K. 511 kilometers, 63 liters. That means about 8 kilometers per liter. Is that okay, or is it too heavy?
No, man.
Gee, Adil?
Gee,
511 kilometers.
You're getting 511 kilometers to 63 liters of fuel.
Yeah. That's 8.1.
Yeah, so are you driving it up in a rural area or urban area?
No, I'm driving. Right, okay, what I drove, let me put you in the picture.
Gee.
200 kilometers of that I did during Durban and area, right, okay, in the rural, right. I went out to Maritzburg, 311 Ks, with a balance of the petrol.
Okay.
You're not racing with anybody, uncle?
No.
And the speed you're driving at?
Racing myself, 120 Ks.
And the speed you were driving at?
About 120, 110, 120, 110, 120.
Okay, so when you're selecting that mode on the cluster, you see you're getting 8.1 liters per 100 kilometers, am I right?
No, I worked it out now.
Oh, you worked it out now?
No.
Yeah, it is, but it's not good and it's not bad, am I right?
Yeah, is it? Can I, you know, take it for a tune-up and bring it down?
Yeah, you can. You should get on a long trip about 10.
About 10?
Yeah, 10, 11 you should get, yeah, that 10, is good.
11. Okay.
8 is within specs. 8 to 10 is within the specification.
8 to 10 within...
Right, but 10 you should get. On a car, on a model like yours, you should get 10. I normally get 10. I drove one like it.
Automatic.
I drove one like it and I drove it to Durban. I got about 10. So you should get about 10. 10, 11 you should get.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, my brother.
Jazakallah.
Alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Line number 4, we have another caller. We welcome you. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi.
Are you speaking to me? Bye.
Gee, I'm talking to you, Appa.
Okay, right. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Appa?
Okay, Alhamdulillah. I just want to know, first of all, let me give you the rundown about my son's car. He's in Durban. And he's got a Camry.
220.
It's 200 liters, yeah. 200, yeah. So, 2 point something they call it.
Yeah.
So he's having problem with his brakes. He's got a shudder every time, and when he's applying brake, and he finished going to do we went to quite a few, what you call, this mechanics.
Mm.
And he put drums there, new drums. He put, I think, hub too. And he put those, what you call those clips. You put those clips, you know, and you, the anti-rattle clip, you put that. He put something else also. But he's still getting the same shudder. So I said, let me phone you people and ask you, maybe, you know, because he's wasting his money on that car there.
Okay, if your son is listening up, and we can buy him over there. If he's
okay,
not listening,
I just tried, okay.
Right, so what you do is you take this note down.
I want to buy a car.
Okay.
I'm driving a Nissan 160. What is it, Osan? 160?
SE. You got it on
Sentra.
Yeah, Sentra.
Sentra.
Sentra, yeah.
Right?
Nissan, yeah. So, this car, I'm having a problem with my spine for quite a few years, and I'm having treatment. I'm going to DBC, and my what you call the doctor there told me that Nissan's normally Nissan's they have a very hard seat.
Papa, you know what you do? Tomorrow you go to Hyundai in the morning.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking of Hyundai.
Yeah, opposite the Shiraz Auto, right?
No, Papa is from Devon.
Oh, are you in Devon?
I am here in Pretoria now. I am from Devon.
Yeah,
you can hear the accent.
Tomorrow morning,
to Lens.
Tomorrow morning you come to Lens.
No.
You come to
Hyundai,
Lanesia. You go see Mark there.
Yeah.
He's sitting next to me here.
Okay.
And you tell him about your Nissan and you tell him about you want to test drive the i20.
Yeah, the i20, I was looking for
something. You will be the first customer to get it at cost price. Yeah.
Less than cost price.
Yeah. Make it happen for you.
Yeah,
you're online. Speak to Mark. Yeah.
Come visit me tomorrow in Indonesia and I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay, because I'm also looking at the new Toyotas that came. You know the new Toyotas?
Think about which brand you want,
Papa. And the Hyundai. And I like those Vivos, VW Vivos. Those two, but I must have an automatic.
You like too many cars, Papa?
Ji?
Yes, so you're liking too many cars.
I'm driving for a long time.
I'm
a driver.
Oh.
Yeah, for many years I own cars. I know about cars too.
Alhamdulillah.
Come to Indonesia and we'll sell you a car.
Okay, inshallah, I'll try to get there.
Okay,
maybe
Papa.
Not tomorrow, because only tomorrow I'm going to Azadville. And from there, I will see if I must go with my daughter and my son-in-law.
Inshallah.
No,
Allah, Allah give you shifa also, inshallah.
Inshallah.
You make dua for us also, Papa?
Inshallah, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 25 minutes past 7 o'clock. Mark, we were talking about your guys' launch tomorrow. Food, drinks, family entertainment taking place. And it's taking place tomorrow morning between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock, Hyundai Lanesia, which is corner Prote Avenue in Nirvana Drive, Lanesia. And yes, like Mark was saying, they're giving away four cars below cost price. Come along tomorrow morning between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Adil, a question, 96 Rinda Accent. It sputters when idles, and when I try to drive it, it won't receive any throttle. And it's not drivable at this point in time. So what could be the problem?
Jamal, there could be lots of problems in that. I mean, you know, we've got all the Hyundai questions coming in here for
me,
Mark in the studio. Jim, what's up? There could be a lot of factors leading to that problem. I think the number one factor is the spark plug should be checked. I'm going to go from all the cheapest option to the most expensive option. So check the spark plugs first, check the plug wires, the plug leads. Then after that, you can go for the injectors, you can check the coil packs. And then the more serious things you can go for is the ECU or the fuel pump. So those are the main factors, all should be checked in stages. But like you say, if the customer is from Lens, they're offering a free diagnostic test tomorrow at Hyundai Lanesia, so people can take advantage of that. I reckon if you drive in a Hyundai and if you need your car to be checked, go see Mark tomorrow. And really, if you're looking to buy a car, go see the man for the first four. I think that's an excellent deal. I don't think you're going to get that So if you're out there tomorrow, if this gentleman also with a Hyundai accent, take a drive there tomorrow to Mark and he'll do a free diagnostic test for you. And they can also advise you what's wrong and how much.
You know, I think that free diagnostic test can actually save a client a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying. So today's day and time, no one's going to give you a deal like that.
No, normally you go to anybody.
So tomorrow, all the guys driving Hyundai's in Indonesia, and if you've got any issue with the car, the man sitting next to me, I'm not punting his business, but I'm saying he's the man to go see tomorrow. And
I mean,
even if you're looking to buy a car, to go see tomorrow.
He can come in tomorrow and have a free diagnostic check. So instead of going through to a technical workshop and spending Yeah,
four Honda Vents.
Yes. And they tell him it's this problem, and it's not that problem, it's another problem. Whereas our Honda technical team will tell him exactly
what's happening.
What's happening with the car, whether it's the leads or the plugs or whatever it is, and he knows. I mean, there's no obligation to... Look, we'd love him to service in our workshop, and I'm sure I can make a plan at a good price for him in our workshop.
Mm.
But, I mean, then at least he knows... I mean, if a client's out of warranty or service plan, he's got to come to us. Look, I know Ideal One might not be happy with this, but he's got to come to us and talk to us. And, I mean, there is labor rates for out-of-service plan, which is obviously more expensive, but we can talk. We can find out the client scenario, but just bring the car to us. Rather go to a reputable workshop. I'm not saying Ideal's not, but what I'm saying is rather come try and take your car to the franchise dealer if you can.
Mm. All right, lovely.
Mark, you know what I say? A valid point. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm happy. Wherever the customer can get the service and the job done at a reasonable price, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I mean,
so wherever it is, whether it comes to me, whether it goes to market, Hyundai, the main thing is we need to give the customer service.
Correct.
So if he walks in there for this car and he's got the money to spend on his car and his job gets right done right the first time and he pays with a smile, that's what you want at the end of the day. You don't want to pay peanuts and get monkeys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you want to pay the price. I mean, not a hell of a high price now.
Yeah,
you
want
to pay the price and get your car fixed. There is service. I mean, hey, we're all in it for that business.
But you, I mean, you know that when it's time for a certain service on a vehicle and you need to do the cam belt, and that's one of the expensive parts.
Yeah.
I mean, clients come to you and say to you, do everything besides the cam belt. But then I'm not doing the service, sir.
Yeah, you see, also what clients must remember and listeners must remember out there, like, for example, we have Mark in the studio with us today, right, and he's offering you the service.
Yeah.
So it's a nice someone you know. So if you're going to take your car for a service there and Mark tells you, you know what, the service is going to cost you $10,000, you can always talk to the man and say, Mark, you know what, make a plan for me, but you know, I'm give a discount. What
I can't give it to you at $4,000, but I mean, maybe I can give it to you at
$8,000 or $8,500.
All right, inshallah. JazakAllah for that. Line number 2, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, Mawlana. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Hi, my brother.
Alhamdulillah. So ask Mark, there's 4 cars. Is it anyone you can choose or a certain the i20?
No, it's the Grand i10 1.25 Motion.
Okay, and is it sedan?
No, hatchback.
Hatchback.
Oh, okay.
What car are you looking at buying, sir?
A sedan, also a Hyundai, but the i20.
No, the
i20
is not a sedan, it's a hatchback. It's only the Accent that's a sedan, sir.
Ah, the Accent, yeah.
I've got an Accent there, a 1.6 Motion, which I can give you a very good price on if you come and see me tomorrow.
A manual or automatic?
I've got a manual, but I'm getting automatics as well.
Also, I can get a good price for that.
I promise you.
Because that will be a trade-in.
Sorry, sir?
It's a trade-in. You know, I want to trade in the one I got now.
No problem. Who am I speaking to?
Name is Abdul.
Abdul, come see me tomorrow. I promise you I can make a very good deal happen for you.
Okay, so you're there only till 1 o'clock? Eh?
No, I'll probably be there till about... We said 10 till 1 for the diagnostics for the technical team. That's the time they'll be there. And then we can talk about... I'll probably be there about half past 2-3 o'clock.
And if I come Monday, it's still on? Or?
No problem, sir. Look, on the Accent sedan, I could probably give you a discount of between 18,000 and 22,000 rand.
Okay.
But that's a special for now, but only if you come and ask for me.
No problem.
All right, Abdul. And then we will help you out. We'll sort you out. No problem. You can bring your trade in. We'll evaluate it. We'll look at the pricing on that. And then we can work from there.
Thanks a lot.
JazakAllah, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Line number 4, we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, assalamu alaikum. All right. Call us back, inshallah. 48855 is the SMS number. And also 0825808070. Ideal question with regards to camshafts in engines. What they've mentioned is that in time to come, it might just disappear soon. And what are they going to replace it with, Ideal?
See, Mosa, that has been going around for a couple of years now, where the camshaft will be totally eliminated from the vehicle, and you'll have an electronic actuator that will open and close the valves. Because normally, for the layman out there, normally on a normal
operating vehicle. On most vehicles, you have a camshaft that opens and closes the valve. So basically, when the fuel comes into the engine, the inlet valve's open, it lets the fuel in, it does the burn off, then the exhaust valve open, lets the exhaust gas out. So that's what the camshaft does. It opens and closes the inlet and exhaust valve. So now in the future, you'll have an electronically controlled actuator that will electronically open and close the valve, the inlet valve and the exhaust valve. So basically making the car much quieter.
Okay. Call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Shima, another question.
I'd just like to know, on a Polo, Polo GTI, it's done about 46,000 kilometers and the brake pads and discs are gone.
Okay.
Is it a common issue or...
Yeah, you've done 46,000 kilometers and the brake pads and the discs are gone.
Mm, only in the front.
Only in front. Yeah, you see, because the GTI being a powerful car, so you see, brakes is always determined on how you drive the car.
Okay.
You see, so if you're driving at high speed and you're braking at high speed, the brake discs will definitely wear out quicker than normal. But the life expectancy of a brake disc is normally between 60,000 to 80,000 kilometers. Depends how you drive.
Okay.
So if you're driving more calmly or more in a in the rural area, I mean in an urban area, the brake disc will tend to wear out quicker because you're doing more stop and go. But on a long distance, the long distance depending on the speed. So if you're driving high speed and you hit the brakes, you must remember Formula One cars when they drive around the track, every race they change the brake disc in the pads because that's how high speed they drive.
Oh.
So you can do a comparison of how fast you drive in your car. And on a GTI, I think 46,000 kilometers is not bad. It's quite good. You actually done a good job.
No, that's good.
All right.
Yeah.
And then tell me, installing economy brake pads in this or the original, well, what would you advise?
You see now, are you doing your first change now or are you going to change it already?
First change. Yeah.
You see now with the original ones, you got 46,000, right? So my advice is use another make and see what kilometers you get. And if you're getting around the same and stick to that brand, but if you're going to get much less, like half, then rather go for the originals because you're going to spend... Normally, the generics are half of what the original cost. So basically, you can do a calculation on yourself. Now go change it with non-originals. There's some good makes out there.
The warranty, nothing will affect the warranty.
The warranty on your vehicle?
Gee, will it affect it by fitting other than VW?
Yeah, you see, it depends. You got the service plan or the motor manufacturer warranty?
No. Just the manufacturing warranty.
Yeah, if they pick it up, they could have the issue. But you see, they pick it up, you can have a problem. If they'll definitely have a problem if they pick it up. So if you're going to continue taking it to the service and if they do the brakes on the service,
mm-hmm.
if they pick it up and see you put inferior brakes, but it's very difficult to pick it up.
Okay.
So maybe what you should do is, I know that discs are a bit expensive, so maybe put the generic disc and put the original pads.
But what do pads do injustice to do?
Not what really.
Is it okay to
you? No, it's perfect. You see, normally the discs are more expensive. The discs are the most expensive.
From VW, it costs the 5,000.
Yeah, so if you put the generic disc and you put the original pad, it will also work fine. If you want to. If you don't want him to pick it up. Because Mark is sitting next to me and he's nodding his head. He's telling me, no, you can't do that.
He'll make a plan for you.
Gee, but you can try it like that, but I don't think they'll pick it up. But I'm saying is, how many years you got the motor, the guarantee? 3 years or 2 years?
3 years, 100,000.
300,000.
120,000 Ks.
I don't know on a VW.
On a VW. I think it's 3 years, 120. But a Honda is 7 year, 200, so maybe you should come see us.
So you get a longer warranty. But you can't use generic brakes because Mark knows now.
Yeah, but 7 years, 200,000 Ks. There's not a brand that offers that warranty in this country.
I was just going to say that.
There's not a brand. We're the leaders in that brand.
This country worldwide.
Yeah, that's the number one warranty in this country, in anywhere. So, I mean, come to us and we will trade it in. No problems.
All right, my brother. JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, we continue, inshallah. It's 7:36 p.m. Number to call, 854-1548. The SMS numbers for the questions, 0825-8080-70. And also, it's 4855. Adil, the brother, says he's interested in a E46 BMW 330i facelift. It's got about 100,000 kilos, 2003. Not sure if I should buy it. It's in a fair condition. He doesn't say what price. They ask him And how's the E46 BMW 330i's facelift? The kilos are quite less, are they 100,000 kilos?
They're not bad cars, Monsa. BMW, they're normally linked to be on the sporty side of the motor manufacturing, and they sporty cars, they ride well, they sound nice. So if he's looking for a sporty car, sporty sedan, family car, then it's a car to buy. As far as...
Depends on the mileage, if I could
yeah,
say something.
With 100,000.
Yeah, it's fair. Check the kilometers on the E46, because, I mean, how many... We've been through E46, E90...
Yeah.
F30, I mean, E46 BM, it can be, you know, 100,000, it can be a bit dodgy on hand.
Yeah, you got to see
it. Yeah, so it also depends on the price you get.
Service history as well.
Yeah, you must make sure the service history is there, the spare keys are there. And if you want more peace of mind, you can take it for an AA test. I think it will cost him over 400 to 600 rand to get an AA test done, to be on the safe side.
But I think you can also find BMW on that vehicle and actually inquire on that vehicle's mileage, because somewhere, you know, let's say the vehicle was at 100,000 k's, but last year it had 40,000 k's, or it had 60,000 k's, so only 40,000 k's were done. So you try and check in the last 2-3 years.
Mm.
You go back in time and check, try and check if it's the vehicle's done 15,000, 20,000 k's, or sometimes maybe the guy tells you the vehicle's been standing for 5 years.
Yeah.
I did the last service at 80,000 k's in 2012. There's something wrong. I mean, it's maybe...
Yeah, no, correct.
I think we call it the fountain of youth, mate.
And then turning mileages down is
big common.
Yeah, it's common. Yeah.
And on a BMW...
And you see those guys advertising everywhere, all the websites. They don't say mileage. What they advertise is as mileage correction, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, I don't go down that road. You know, I'm a franchise dealer. We don't have any inclination or any ideas of doing any of that type of business.
It's deception. In fact, a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sassam mentioned that من غشنا فليس منا أو كما قال, that a person who deceives is not amongst us. Yes, there is no room for deception in Islam. 7:39 p.m. We take a break, inshallah. When we come back, we continue. Don't go away. All right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, come tomorrow to Hyundai Indonesia, corner Protea Avenue in Nirvana Drive, and they open from 8 o'clock in the morning. But yes, free advanced safety checks done on the day by the advanced technical crew. And what I'm looking forward for is the bride that he was talking about, Mark.
All pork butchery, yeah?
Yes, food and drinks available, as the owner is Brother Ahmed, Hyundai Indonesia. All right, another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jee, my brother.
Mawlana Khaled is Mawlana Dorai.
Oh, yes. Okay, how are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. The thing is that the poor guy wants to spend so much on a GTI. He can phone me. I can give the numbers, and I give him best quality disc and everything.
Okay, my brother.
DW 100% written on my chest. Okay. Unfortunately, me from 1960 up till now, I'm all a VW man. I can help that man. He can phone me on 076.
All right, we'll take the number, inshallah, just after the program, my brother. Leave your number with the engineer.
Yeah, I can give him the shop number and I can give him my number.
All right, the engineer will take it down, my brother. So you take care, inshallah, my brother. Jazakallah, uncle. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, if uncle is listening, leave your number with our engineer, Brother Sami Hajar, on the other side. What is that written on his chest? VW 100%, Adil?
Alhamdulillah. He's a VW man.
He's a VW man, gee. Question, Adil, with regards to the brother says he's got a problem regarding his cruise control. It's not maintaining a constant speed.
See, cruise control can be a very sophisticated thing to repair, because it's a luxury on a motor car, not a necessity. So anything on a luxury on a motor car, you must know is expensive. Gee, Masa, there couldn't be a lot of things leading to that day. The throttle body is not maintaining the speed. Today in a modern day car, the cruise control works off the throttle body via a control unit, not like the olden day car where you had a tempomat which controlled the throttle valve on the car with a lever and it worked with vacuum. Today in a modern day car, you have more electronics that are involved in the car, like we spoke earlier about the camshaft going to be taken over by electronics. So basically, in the time to come, when I was overseas now, I drove an electric car also.
Oh.
Unbelievable, you know, you can't even hear the car, and it does with one charge 160 kilometers.
Okay.
And it's unbelievable. You know, it's silent. It's,
in America,
it's quick, yeah. It's quick, and it's I think it's a way to go, eh, because in the future of cars, the way I looked at it, very nice, comfortable, a lot of space. So it will be a way to go. Jim, also, so coming back to the tempo, mate, the cruise control, the brother should look at the throttle body. Maybe it's jamming, that's why it's not keeping the constant speed. Or one of the throttle body sensors or one of the cruise control sensors could be on its way out or could be needing adjusting or cleaning out.
Jazakumallah. I'll get the Mercedes-Benz M-Class. Mm. How's those cars?
Gee, the M-Class is the SUV.
It's the older one, yeah?
Of the Mercedes-Benz range. It depends what your model you're buying, which M-Class you're buying. The M-Classes are discontinued now, so you'll no more get an M-Class. Now you'll get it, they call now the GLE, which will get this replaces the M-Class. So it depends what your model. They are relatively good cars. They start to travel after 200,000 kilometers. And after all the problems are rectified, you can drive them for another 200,000 kilometers. They're comfortable cars. They're good off-road. They're good on-road cars. They a lot of space. What else can I say about M-Class? And also very fuel economy. This depends. The diesel ones are very economical. And the higher-end ones, the top-end ones, the V8s, very powerful also.
Jazakallah. The brother says, he's got a question here. My 2004 Golf 5 FSI auto gives a big jerk, a nasty jerk, when changing gears. The problem gets more serious once the car is hot. What could be the problem? Jazakallah.
See, if he's getting a nasty jerk when the gears are changing, the number one cause on those cars are the gearboxes. If, I don't know if he's got a DSG gearbox in there. If it is a DSG gearbox, if it's automatic. Yeah. So that is his problem also. It's a common problem on those cars. The jerking can start initially, and then when the car getting hot also is a problem because the oil starts to get thin. So maybe the cheapest option for him to try is maybe do an oil change, oil a gearbox service, and see if it rectifies the problem. If it doesn't, then he's going to have to pull the box and repair the gearbox repaired.
So very expensive story. A little bit 15 grand, eh?
Yeah, over 15. Yeah.
Over 15.
Yeah, DSGs are expensive.
Maybe talk to Mark, he can do it for
maybe
a grand or two.
Maybe take it tomorrow to Mark and trade it in.
Trade it in and then I'll...
And let Mark have the problem.
Then I'm sure we can do a good trading value tomorrow. I don't mind, I know a few guys that can pay.
I'm telling you, every listener out there, take advantage of Mark tomorrow because this guy's in such a good mood. He's going to give you such a deal tomorrow.
Listen,
you're not
I'll pay strong for trading tomorrow. I'll
you're
pay
not gonna, no one's going to get a deal like this anywhere else.
No, you won't. If you come to Hyundai in Asia tomorrow, you won't get deals like we're going to give you tomorrow. It doesn't matter whether it's on the i10 or a Tucson or an H1 bus or an H100 Bucky. You're not going to get deals like we're going to offer tomorrow. We'll make a deal happen for you. But that's for tomorrow.
Mm. Just make
so if you want to come, I'll make a deal happen for you tomorrow.
Right.
You sit with me, and we'll come to some reason where we both win at the end of the day. It's, you know, you got to understand, in the sales business, you've got to have a win-win situation.
Yeah,
it can't be the customer wins 150% all the time, and I lose on the deal. I can't. I've got to make a cent or two. Mm. So come in and give us a chance.
I like the way you say a cent or two, Mark. You're a good salesperson. No.
I've been doing it for 1 or 2 years.
Okay. All right, 10 to 7, limited time. Give us a call on 854-1548. SMS 48855 and 0825-808070. Yes, many SMSs coming through. Open day at Honda around the country, I think different places. Okay, Jazakallah for the SMS, my brother. I did the question stating 2007 Hyundai 3.3, rough idle with a jerk motion at the stop, it's okay when running.
See, rough idle and a jerk also, most of it, like we discussed earlier on, there could be lots of things leading to that problem. If the guy is from Lens, I suggest take advantage, like we spoke about. If he's not from Lens, there's a few things he can check, the starting from the most economical repair to the most expensive, check the spark plugs, the plug leads. The coil packs, the number one cause that can cause that. The throttle body can be serviced and be cleaned, can also cause that. The fuel lines, the fuel filters, the fuel pump can also be checked for the right pressure going to the throttle body for the fuel. And that's basically it, most of us, all the basic things that can cause a car. And the most expensive, the engine issue, which I doubt can really be a problem. I don't know if there are problems on Hyundai's. Mark can answer that.
Not really. Yeah.
And if you got a Hyundai, and if it is, Mark, you know, while I got the question about the Hyundai's, you say in the 7 years, 200,000 kilometer.
Correct.
Warranty.
But maybe, unfortunately,
yeah, drill him. I'll drill him a little bit. Tell me, soft with him.
You can't service the car by you.
No. That's what I'm coming to. So you reckon that if I buy a Hyundai tomorrow, I come to you, I buy a Hyundai from you, I buy that i10 with that price you're giving me, I take it, I bring it to you every service, right? I come to my final year, let's say I got 180,000 Ks on the clock, I got 23 months, and my engine blows.
It's covered.
100% covered.
If it's not driver abuse, it's covered.
It's covered. My
so how are you going to ascertain driver abuse, Mark?
No, well, look, ideal knows. I mean, on a clutch, on a something like that, a pressure plate gets burnt on certain sides and that type of thing.
Oh.
So, I mean, there is, but you've got to service the vehicle with a Hyundai brand, and you've got to be in the parameters. You can't come service the car at 15,000 Ks and then service the car again at...
No, I'm servicing the car by you. I'm paying your price to service the car by you.
You right. Get the 7-year tour, and at 185,000 Ks, and you've got at 23 months, you've driven the car, you've done your mileage, your warranty will stand.
All right, it will stand. Okay. So I think to all the listeners out there, if Mark is telling this on the radio now, that is, I think, is very, very fair.
I stand by this brand.
Because
heart, soul, mind, you know, it's such a good brand. And, you know, the problem is in this country, prices have gone through the roof on motor vehicles. And what manufacturer has given the customer something for the price increase? No one's given anything besides Honda. We've given the 7-year 200,000 Ks. So for a price increase, obviously the exchange rate's gone for a ball. So you've got to give the customer something. Something.
Mark, the price.
So the 7-year 200,000 Ks is there.
Is everything covered?
Yes. Look, your clutch is covered even, as long as you abide by the servicing rules. And
okay.
And it's not driver's abuse.
Okay. All right. Not driver abuse.
Not driver's abuse. I mean, if it's 199,999 Ks.
Then you tow it to the dealership.
Yeah, you bring it to the dealership. And you've got roadside assistance for the first 2 years of your service plan. So, I mean, you've got that. You can take an extension. Service plans are all standard. 5 years. Well, Bucky's are 3 years, 60,000. Some of the R20s are 2 years, 30,000.
And a full service plan, Mark?
You can extend.
But it's a full service plan. You pay nothing.
No, that's a maintenance plan. A service plan is a contribution. You pay.
Okay, so you got an option between a maintenance plan and a service plan.
No, you come standard with a service plan.
So the vehicle comes first, standard with a service plan. So if I come tomorrow, I buy that i10, I get a standard service.
Wait.
Okay.
i10 and Grand i10. Don't come with service.
Don't come with service plan. You've got to make the listeners understand what
it is.
Yeah.
Okay, it's an optional extra. So you can get like a service plan for a Grand i10 1.25 motion. I think it's about 5,900. I can be out by 300-400 rand.
So that's for a service plan.
For a service
and
plan.
And what's the customer's contribution?
No, you pay for your wear and tear items.
So what is covered on a service plan?
Your oil filters,
spark plugs, fuel filter, air filter.
You don't pay for your brake.
So you pay for your brake pads, your discs. Okay.
But you know,
it's very fair.
It's very fair. Some guys don't need a maintenance plan.
Okay. So the car's going on special tomorrow won't come with a service plan.
No, but it's an optional extra.
But it'll come with a 7-year. 200,000 kilometer warranty. Okay,
lovely. Adit, the brother wants to know regarding the Jeep Cherokee's 2012 model CRV 3-liter plus minus 90,000 kilos. He wants to know, is it a good buy? Is a Jeep a nice car to buy? And what's the maintenance like on the Jeep?
The Jeep is an excellent car to buy. It's one of the most comfortable SUVs you can drive on the road today. But the only issue with the Jeep, the maintenance is a problem. Yeah. The parts are a bit on the expensive side. But the services are not expensive.
Mm.
The replacement parts, I think on any motor car today, replacement parts are a bit on the expensive side. Like the brother who spoke to us now about the Polo GTI, the brakes, you can see 5,000 rand for brakes is crazy.
Mm.
So in that case there, like replacement parts, fenders, lights, pumps and things like that, they are the most expensive. But the car on its oil itself is very, very driver friendly. It's one of the most driver friendly car you can drive. So if you want to go on off the road, Jeep is very, very, very.
I mean, it's good for hunting and fishing. Yeah?
Good, very good.
Mark, organize one for me, Mark.
A Jeep?
Yeah.
I know a guy once who had a Jeep. I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
A 2.7 diesel. Remember the old blue one?
Yes. The 2.7 diesel had a Mercedes Benz.
And it had like 250,000. He'd been seeing me for about 3-4 months to come and trade in his car. I said to him, trade it in now. His name was Tony. And one day, he was traveling, and the gearbox packed.
Shame.
You know, they quoted him 40,000 rand. I think I gave him 10,000 rand for the car. I think it was a 99, 10,000 somewhere there. And he took the 10,000, I think he sold it to SMD for 10,000 rand.
Is it?
And he bought the new car eventually. But I mean, he got like 50,000, but don't let your car go to that stage.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, that I always try and sell in the sales business, don't try and stay out of the game too long.
Mm-hmm.
Try and, if the problem is to get back into it, is a lot harder. So normally 3 years, 2.5, 3 years, you can get back into the game. Then your price variation between your trading and the new car's price is not that big.
Okay, Mark.
It is big, but it's not that much a shock to the system than keeping your car for 10, 12 years.
Okay.
Because then you're going to have a heart attack.
Mark, unfortunately, my brother is going to have to leave it there. Time is up, 7:58 p.m. Thanks for your remarks, sir. And Brother Ali, we say Jazakallah for your time and your contribution.
Jazakallah, Mosab, and to all our listeners, Ramadan Kareem, to all our listeners, inshallah, Allah bless us and keep us steadfast and make accept from us all our effort.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, your listeners, 1 minute to 8 o'clock. Have a lovely weekend. From Mr. Muhammad Kala and our engineer, Brother Samih, and our team, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.